Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm glad y'all braved the rain and the sun and the rain and the sun to be here tonight just to listen to me. All right. So I've never done this before as far as a whole service like this. So I'm a little nervous, but bear with me. We'll get through it. Amen. It might be sooner than you're used to. So, so, I have a question. Brother Randall starts his Sunday school normally with a question, so I might as well too. Do you have the gifts of healing? Before we get to the healing part, we need to understand who Jesus picked to walk with him in his ministry. The first two were Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were fishermen. The next two were brothers James and John. They were also fishermen. If you started reading the Bible from the beginning of Matthew and get to Matthew chapter 4 and verses 18 through 23, you would think there were only four disciples. That's what it says, just the four. So, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending nets, and he called them. And they immediately left their ship and father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. And this, it, right there, it says, it doesn't say that he had 12, but he went. But this is where most people get into trouble. Trying to understand the Bible, you have to read more to get the whole picture. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Okay, so in Mark chapter 2, verse 14, Jesus picks up Levi. He was a ruthless tax collector, and later on, he's named Matthew. Okay, Mark 2, 14, you want to look at that? And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. Did he question him? No. He just arose and followed him.
Amen.
In Mark chapter 3, the disciples are all named. And you can, if you want to go to that chapter, you can read it. It says all are named. Simon Peter, James, John, Andrew, they were fishermen. Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, the tax collector, who's Levi, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot. Now these three were zealots. They were anti-Roman insurgents. Simon the Canaanite was an underground terrorist. Judas Iscariot may have been a tax collector, but knew how to handle money. And so he got to carry the purse for the disciples. The point is, they were all different backgrounds for the most part, but they were all normal people like us. After following Jesus and watching him do all the miracles, Jesus calls all the disciples to him and gave them power in Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In Mark chapter 3, almost the same thing. If you want to read Mark chapter 3, 15, it basically says the same thing. In Luke 9, 1, 2, you can read the same words. But he also added something in 1 and 2. It says, they were to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. My question at this point is, with all the sick people in the world, why didn't God give the gift of healing to more people? Now, it is time for one of Dell's life stories. I can do this without dropping everything. God has given me a gift of healing. Shocking, right? I have brought in an example. This piece of metal was a corner of a rack that I bought at an auction. And you can see that it used to be fixed like that, and it's broken. I got it cheap, and I like cheap. I can take these pieces out to my shop, and I can weld them back together. I can heal them, and then they will look like this. I can use this for a bracket to make a shelf or anything, but I healed it. Okay? Not everyone can weld. Oh. Just remember this story as we go along. Okay. After Jesus returned to heaven in Acts chapter 3, Peter healed the lame man. Verse 6. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And because Stephen did not waver in his belief in Jesus Christ, he was stoned to death. Are we willing to serve Jesus to that extent? At this time, Saul was on the scene. How do we know this? The Bible tells us that the people who stoned Stephen cast his clothes at the feet of Saul. Later, Saul has the encounter with the Spirit of the Lord and is caused to go blind. Jesus sent Ananias to Saul, and in chapter 9 of Acts, in verse 17, Ananias laid hands on Saul and healed him from the blindness. Acts 9, 17 and 18. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and rose and was baptized. Ananias laid hands on Saul and healed him from the blindness. In Acts chapter 14, 8 through 9, Paul healed the impotent man. I say all this to say this. Jesus gave these men the power to heal all manners of ailments. But you also see that Jesus told some that he healed, that it was by their faith they were healed. In Matthew 8:13, the centurion's servant was healed by his faith, by the centurion's faith. His servant was healed. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. Jesus never even saw the servant. But because the centurion had faith, he was healed. Matthew 9:29, two blind men were given sight. Matthew 15:28, a woman's daughter was vexed with a devil because of her great faith. Her daughter was made whole. The daughter never saw Jesus, but Jesus made her whole just because the woman had the faith that Jesus was going to heal her. Mark 5:28-34. The woman was healed just by touching Jesus' garment. Remember the story where there were so many people around Jesus at the time. This lady crawled on her hands and knees, I assume, up to Jesus. And Jesus didn't know she was even there. The people around her didn't even know that she was there. But Jesus knew the moment she touched the hem of his garment. He felt it. And he said to her, go. He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thine plague. She was healed just by being there, touching just the garment, just the hem of his garment that he wore. Amen. Just because she had the faith. Amen. To be saved. Okay, now I'm reading along in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And Paul is talking to the Corinthians in this letter and telling them about the spiritual gifts. Now, you want to go to chapter 12 and start reading that? You see all the gifts that were given. The gifts of healing was listed in that. In 1 Corinthians 12:1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And in chapter 14, verse 1, the middle of the verse, it says, and desire spiritual gifts. And I am reading these chapters, 12, 13, and 14, and I am thinking to myself, self, do I have any of these gifts? Right about now, I could use the gifts of healing. With what is going on with me, my wife, and now my daughter, and I just heard my granddaughter is in the hospital. Man, I could use them right now. I could use that gift. Amen. But I don't have it. I find out while studying this topic that these gifts listed in chapters 12 through 14 have ceased. I said, what? Why have they ceased? First of all, you have to understand who Paul was writing the letter to. The Corinthians came from a very pagan background, And a lot of pagan practices carried over into the Christian church at that time. This is a paragraph from a commentary on 1 Corinthians. Listen to this. It says, just as the Corinthians had perverted almost everything else, they also had perverted the nature, purpose, and use of spiritual gifts. This perversion, as the others, largely was due to ideas and practices that they had dragged from their pagan society into the church. The old life continually contaminated the new. They had not separated themselves from their former ways and were still handling, in fact, strongly holding on to that which was unclean. And they give a reference to 2 Corinthians 6, 14 and 17, 14 through 17. Although they were rich and complete in spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 1, 7, they were poor in understanding them and irresponsible in using them. Now we have to understand that these gifts were temporary gifts. These gifts were given and used by the people to authenticate the apostolic message as the Word of God. And as the apostles died, these gifts died with them. God may still heal directly and miraculously today in response to the faithful prayers of his children, but no Christian today has the gifts of healing. This is apparent because no one today can heal as did Jesus and the apostles, who, with a word or a touch, instantaneously and totally healed all who came to them and who raised the dead. 1 Corinthians 12:31, Paul writes, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now, Paul's going to show these people there's a better way than to have all these gifts. In 1 Corinthians 13:8, Paul tells them that these gifts will fail, or they will cease, or they shall vanish away. And they did. But the first part of that verse, but what never fails? Charity. Charity never fails. Amen. What is charity? The love of God for man. That's what charity is. So then the question is this. How do people get healed today? One. By the power of Jesus Christ. And Luke 5:17, you can look this up. It said, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Number two, it has to be the will of God to heal. There's a Psalms 103, 2 and 3. And 103, 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Luke 5, 12 and 13. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Number three, the individual has to have great faith. Matthew 8:10-13, which I didn't write down here, but talks about having great faith. And so, and number four, by the power of prayer. Matthew 21:22, it says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing. You all know this one. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Jeremiah 29:12. Jeremiah 29:12, it says, then shall you come upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. The power of prayer. Psalms 145:18-19. Somebody look that up and read it for me, please. Psalm 145:18-19. Pray to God, and he will save you. By number five, says, by the laying on of hands. I have had the privilege to be part of the ceremony of the laying on of hands, combined with the anointing of oil. And I've as being a deacon, I've been privileged to do this three or four different times. Once or twice under Pastor Bennett, and then under Pastor John. What a blessing it was to those involved, not only to the person asking for it, but to those performing it. When Jesus laid hands on people, he told them not to tell anybody. Now, ladies, don't get mad at me. I have heard this. It's not me. You tell a woman, you tell the world. Okay? That's not me. That's not me. But Jesus tells people, he heals them, and he told them not to tell anyone. And he does that several times. But the first thing they do is go out and tell everybody. And I don't, you know, other than the fact that Jesus didn't want to be promote himself as the healer, he wanted it to be quiet. He wanted you just to be healed. So there's a lot of verses about laying on of hands. There's Acts 19:11-12, Mark 18:22-25, Luke 4:40, Mark 5:23, Mark 7:32-33-35. This excerpt here, or this insert that I have here. This is from Renner Ministries. And it says here, healing the sick is part of your responsibility as a believer. You cannot do it alone, but the Holy Spirit is present to impart His power when you act in Jesus' name. So rather than look at sick people and feel pity for them, why don't you pull your hand out of your pocket and go lay them on those sick people? Just as Jesus did when He was ministering on the earth, the Word of God guarantees that God will work with you to bring healing and health to those who are called, or who are in need. So, I want to end with this. In James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You want the gift of healing? You have the gift of healing. You received it the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your gift of healing is your prayer life. You pray earnestly. You pray devotedly. You pray in Jesus' name. You pray with power of the Lord. And you can see miracles happen. But no, there's always a but. If you are not saved, the first thing you have to heal is your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Have you ever asked Jesus to save your soul? It won't matter if you are sick or not. If you don't believe in Jesus, you will still spend eternity in hell.
Amen.
Amen? Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can look into your word. We thank you for giving us a roadmap on how to heal people, that we can rely on you through the Holy Spirit and through our prayers to help people get healed. And may we not forget that the first thing that we have to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.